Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for December the 13th, 2010. We'll begin the meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Alfred, and the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Commissioner Arnold. Would you stand, please?
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you give us your divine wisdom. Lord, we come before you asking that you not only give us the wisdom, give all of the other elected officials in Jefferson County that same wisdom. Lord, we ask that you keep all of the families of loved ones that are away fighting wars for this country, keep them safe and sound for this festive time of the year. Lord, most important, let us not forget the reason for the season, and that's what it's about, Jesus Christ. These blessings we ask in your name. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Where is Linda? Do you see her? Excuse me, we're going to take this matter out of order because the lady has a lot to do today. And don't think you're getting off early either. Under County Treasurer, item A, consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing the Honorable Linda Robinson for her years of dedicated service as the Jefferson County Treasurer and to the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. And we'll go ahead and take B2. B, receive and file investment schedule for November 2010, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Is there a motion on these items? Okay, have a motion and a second discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The ayes have it, it is unanimous. I'm going to ask, Ms. Robinson, would you come up? Honorable Ms. Robinson, I'm sorry. Heavy on the honorable.
At least not for very, not for very much longer, but I guess I can always be honorable.
I'm going to read to you this. It's nice. It's a resolution. Whereas the Honorable Linda Robinson, following her election to office in 1988, has served the citizens of Jefferson County for over 22 years as county treasurer with honesty and integrity. Whereas she has actively served her community as a member of many civic and political organizations. Whereas throughout her appointment as the county investment officer, over $52 million have been earned on investments due to her advanced knowledge of the Public Fund Investment Act. And whereas as a participant in the first county investment officer certification class, she's been a member of the planning committee since its inception 18 years ago, and currently serves as chairman of the County Investment Officer Certification Committee for Texas Association of Counties. And whereas she has served the County Treasurer Association of Texas in many capacities, including state president, she was honored as the Texas Outstanding Treasurer in 1998 and was awarded life membership in the County Treasurer Association of Texas in 2010. Whereas throughout her many years of loyal and dedicated service, Linda has proudly performed her duties with enthusiasm and fairness. And now therefore be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby honor and commend the Honorable Linda Robinson for her dedicated service as a county treasurer, and we wish you well in your retirement.
Thank you. You know, the first day you show up for work as a county treasurer, or I guess as any elected official, I am honest to say that you're scared to death. Because you don't quite know what you're getting into. You think you know, but boy, you really don't. And my predecessor, I think, is finding that out. But all these years of working in the treasurer's office does not come without the total support of everybody in the county, as well as everyone who works in the office. So I'm very proud for my staff, and I'm going to ask them to stand. My chief deputy, Jolene Frigier, and my able treasurer's assistant, Cindy Neal. They have made this last few months of mine a lot easier, and I'm very proud of them. I know they will do a fine job for Mr. Funchess in the office after I retire, and I know that everything, I can honestly tell you with absolute confidence, that everything that's being done in the treasurer's office by me today will continue on after January 1. So it has been an honor and a privilege to serve the citizens of Jefferson County, because that's who we work for.
Ain't that the
and
truth?
And anybody who doesn't think that an elected official answers to the people who put them in office do not understand the whole system. And also the fact that you've got to work as a team. And I have to thank Patrick and Keith and all and Fran and the auditor's office too, because I feel like they had my back when I probably needed my back to be had. So I was very proud to work with them and all the people in the tax office. You know, I see Susie here, and Shane can't be here today, but we work so closely with the tax office to make sure that everything is covered when we do heavy tax collection time. And working as a team makes it all worthwhile. It makes it all come together as it should. But I would also be remiss if I didn't recognize those very special people who are here, and there's some more that'll be down at the reception at 2 o'clock. But my oldest son, Craig Robinson. Craig, stand up. I have to say that my other two sons are very, very busy at work right before Christmas and couldn't make it, and I love gainfully employed children. I highly recommend it to everybody. I said, you get to work, boys, because y'all gonna have to take care of your old mama when she comes around. My brother, John Parent, and his wife, Gloria. And I call him my big brother because he has far more gray hair than I do, although he's younger. My sweet, sweet, sweet dear, and I'm going to call you mother-in-law, June Smith, who I was lucky enough to have. Well, I was lucky enough to introduce you to my sweet father-in-law, Haskell Welch. Haskell can stand up. You know, divorce doesn't always mean you leave the family behind. Except, Haskell, when you get really, really old and can't take care of yourself, don't call me, okay? He already knows. I've told him that if he gets too old, we're going to send him to a nursing home in Missoula, Montana. And the last but not least is my dear friend, Ida Steele, who's from San Antonio. And I have to say, Ida and I have been friends since we were 12 years old.
Oh, wow.
We went through junior high school together and high school together, graduated together, and we're still fast friends.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, yeah. Who's behind here? Oh! I didn't even see my other siblings back there. Thank you, John. Oh, my sister, Patsy Sedtall. She's the oldest in the family. So she's taught me all the bad things I know. My sister-in-law, Ginger Parent, who is married to my twin brother, Lionel Parent. And my big brother, Bob Parent. I have to tell you this one story on my twin brother. I was campaigning, and I'm taking up too much time, and I know that, but I don't care. You can fire me on the 1st of January.
We got 18 days.
When I was running for county treasurer in Lionel, I was working for one of the labor unions, and he was one of their reps, and we were down at the union hall. And so my union friends were introducing me to all the guys, and Lionel was there in the group, and so they walked up and they said, "Oh, Linda, you've got to meet Lionel Parent." And I said, "Well, hi, Lionel, I'm Linda Robinson." And he said, "Yeah." And he turned to the guy next to me who was introducing me, and he said, "You know, I know her. I spent 9 months naked with her." It's true, too. And then he also says, he was born 5 minutes before me, and he also says, "I got tired of listening to her talking there, so I kicked her out." But thank you so much. It's been an honor and a privilege to serve. And I have to remind everybody, downstairs in the basement at 2 o'clock, we're going to have a nice reception put on by my able staff. But thank you. Thanks, everybody. Georgine. I have to acknowledge Georgine. She ran for the office, and Tim Funches, and everybody, all my buddies that I've known for years. And they will be my family after I retire as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. A job well done. Okay, items under purchasing. Item A, consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, file renewal of IFB for term contract for gray limestone, commonly referred to as 610 base, for Jefferson County, with Base Seal International for a period of December 28, 2010 to December 27, 2011. Item B, consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by the government code for broken or obsolete items. Do you have a motion on that?
Second.
A motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. Unanimous. County commissioners, item A, I've sent all of you an email. Greg Fountain suggests we table that. Item A is table. Item B, receive, file an order renewing the order designating Primcor Refining Group, Inc., DBA Valero, Port Arthur Refinery Facility as a reinvestment zone. Item C, consider and possibly approve a mutual aid agreement with the cities of China, Nome, Bevel Oaks to mutually cooperate to aid one another in the time of emergency. Item D, consider and possibly approve interlocal agreement with the Hardin-Jefferson Independent School District regarding school bus turnaround area maintenance. Item E, receive and file executed interlocal agreement with Hardin County Independent School District regarding these school bus turnaround area maintenance. Is there a motion on these?
Second.
A motion, second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. Unanimous. County Auditor, item A, consider and approve the fiscal year 2011 budget transfer for Precinct 4, the amount of $8,000. Item B, payment of regular county bills, check number 347383 through check number 347698. And item C by addendum, consider and possibly approve budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for exchange of a regular cab truck or an extended cab truck, amount of $500. Is there a motion on these items?
So move.
Motion and second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Engineering Department. Consider and possibly approve the Golden Pass LNG Terminal use of county property at Keith Lake Fish Pass according to the following. One, Keith Lake Fish Pass cut water body for routing of dredge pipeline in manner similar to what was approved by the county on Pintail Flat Marsh restoration in 2006 and 2007. Number two, proposed county park located on north side of Keith Lake Fish Pass off Highway 87. All activities and use of the site would be restricted to the county environmental permitted footprint for the access road, parking lot, boat ramp, lagoon, and boat cut. Item 3, southwestern one-third of the gravel area located on the south side of Keith Lake Fish Pass at Highway 87. Project is located in Precinct 3. Is there a motion on that?
So, second.
A motion is second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Juvenile probation. Item A, consider and possibly approve the application and accompanying resolution for the Juvenile Accountability Block Grant in the amount of $26,289.45 and a cash match of $2,921.05. The cash match will be made using probation fees at no cost of county funds. This grant has been received for several years and is used to continue intensive supervision juvenile probation services. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Under County Clerk, by way of addendum, consider and possibly approve resolution recognizing Joyce Owens for 23 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
Okay, have a motion and second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I don't see Joyce here today. Okay, that's been approved. And is there anything further?
Gentlemen. Just proposed that
you
not have court on Monday, December the 27th, in recognition of Christmas holiday.
Sounds good to me.
Second.
Have a second. Any further discussion?
Well, Patrick said he wanted to have it. We're good.
Would y'all consider having court twice a week in January?
What? Do what?
Well, it,
you know,
one thing I've learned in 4 years, we're not having enough court meetings. I'm for that. No meeting the 27th?
27th.
Do we have any opposition to it? Okay, if there's nothing further, we are adjourned.